Blog Talk Radio.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
I think they're talking about us.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, I mean, that is some clever mining.
We are more than men. We turn our geeks.
That's right, we are geeks. We're the Milwaukee Sports Geeks. We're the U.S. Sports Geeks. We are the Sports Geeks. Welcome to another edition of the Sports Geeks. I am the geek. You are my favorites, my fans, my followers, my peeps, my homies. Let's get right into it, shall we? Give us a call. 347-327-9748. Again, 347-327-9748. Hit us up on Twitter. You know, there's 8-9 different tweets. You can reach me personally at MKE Sports Geek. Email cc@MilwaukeeSportsGeeks.com or live at SportsGeeksUSA.com. I want to start off with a little NFL. Third week of preseason. Starters are playing about three quarters. Word today, we have a new $100 million man. He looks the same as the old $100 million man, just a little older. His name is Michael Vick. I want to get your opinions. What do you think of Vick getting a $100 million contract? Think it's good? Think it's bad? What do you think? I'm not sure. Can he handle it? It's interesting. You've got, you know, $100 million. He gets $20 million of that this year. So $20 million comes to him. He's got a $3 million roster bonus, $7 million signing bonus, $10 million salary, $20 million. He's got a guaranteed $40 million. So in this year alone, he already gets half that. So the question comes back to being, you tell me, is Michael Vick worth $100 million? Should he be a $100 million quarterback? Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. That's where his contract goes. Is he deserving of $100 million? What about guys like Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay? Is he worth $100 million? I'm sure his agent is starting to take a look at what he is and what he can do and when his contract is up in three more years. Maybe he'll go for it and say, hey, I deserve it. I signed for the hometown bonus. Where do you think guys like Sam Bradford will end up? You know, it's interesting. He was named the NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2010 after winning 8 of those 11 starts because he came in after Kevin Cobb was injured. Thank you, Green Bay Packers. He had a career high, and what was it, 21 touchdown passes and rushed for 9 more, so 30 touchdowns. He was given a one-year, $60 million franchise tag before this contract was signed. Now, put the dog crap aside. Okay, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the dog crap. It was 4 years ago now? 4 years ago, it is what it was. And that shouldn't even be put into the equation anymore. And, you know, you're going to get your sentimentalists and all these people who say, yeah, this is what we do. So he gets $100 million. He had a $130 million contract, remember, from the Atlanta Falcons before everything happened. Is he a quarterback that deserves $100 million at this point in time? And that's my question to you. Is he deserving of that $100 million? You know, I'm a little torn. I think it's too big of a salary, to be honest, for you, for somebody of his stature. I don't think he's earned it. I don't think he's the quarterback that a guy like Matt Ryan or so when you look at Michael Vick, my concern is he going to be durable enough? If for $100 million, you better be leading your team to a Super Bowl. He hasn't done any of that. He hasn't even led a team, be it the Falcons or the Eagles, to an NFC Championship game. And yet he's signing one of the richest contracts in NFL history. So I don't get why you would put that much into his hands for a guy who hasn't even led a team that far. Matty Ice, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, I can see it. And Aaron Rodgers just led a team to a Super Bowl. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are. And we'll bounce back around to this as we go through. You know, I look at some of these quarterbacks who have led their team to championship games. And again, Michael Vick has not led any of his teams to any championship game. Sure, he's exciting to watch. And sure, one of these days, some linebacker is going to catch him as he's going around, making an end around, and they're going to pop him, and he's going to lay there. But $100 million to a quarterback that hasn't even led you out of the divisional titles, who, you know, you lost. It's one of those things where you look at Michael Vick, and I'm trying not to equate the dogfighting because I don't give a rat's butt. So you know what? Give us a call. 347-327-9748. Give the geek a call. Hit me up on Twitter, MKE Sports Geek. Feel free. I'll be here for the next I'll be here for an hour today. I am back in the studio. Well, I'm not actually in the studio. I got booted out of the studio because we put the new broadcasting tower in. And as we're going to let folks know, it's one of the nice things that we are going to let you know. The Sports Geeks are now going to be live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have brought in new staff. We've brought in new towers. That's why I'm out of the main broadcast studio right now. Is I apologize, folks. It seems like that for some reason we are having an issue with staying connected at the secondary facility. As I said, the Sports Geeks are now going to be live 24/7. We've bought new stand-up stations in L.A., Dallas. We're working and negotiating ones with that as we go. So feel free to give me a call, 347-327-9748. We are back up, and we're talking Michael Vick. We're talking about his $100 million. Do you believe that he is worth $100 million? You know, I've got some folks that have chimed in through Twitter, who've chimed in through Twitter, who've chimed in through the email boxes here. I got folks saying, not on your life. Why is Michael Vick not worth $100 million? I've given you some of my opinions. I like to see it. I've got one guy here who said he's worth it. Why is he worth it? What makes Michael Vick worth the third best salary in the NFL? He's exciting. I get that. He runs for 9 touchdowns. He throws for 21 touchdowns. He's never taken his team to any championship game ever. He's not the most versatile quarterback maybe ever. You're kidding me. It doesn't make him a winner. You know those big Super Bowl rings, the ones with all the diamonds? He hasn't even gotten close. Close enough to smell a championship game. Hell, Donovan McNabb saw more of the games. He's versatile. I understand that. You're absolutely right. I'm not saying that LeBron James equals Michael Vick, but he hasn't been even to the NFC Championship game. He couldn't even get to the division round. He couldn't even get out of that, no matter with the Falcons or with the Eagles. And that's the problem you have, I think, at least in my mind. You know, look at guys who have made it. Okay, I apologize. I'm broadcasting from the secondary studio today. So as I stated earlier, let me give you a little feedback. The Sports Geeks are going to be a 24/7 radio station now. We are been very fortunate that we have purchased 2 radio stations, one in Dallas, Texas, one in Los Angeles, and we're in negotiations for a couple of additional ones. So if my sound is a little off today, I do truly apologize for that. We are, as I said, we are in our secondary office. So as I stated earlier, we're moving into our new office. Truly apologize if we keep losing access here. We're in a secondary facility. We're going to be 24/7, 365 coming up in the next couple of weeks, hopefully before next week. But, you know, a couple of folks here are chit-chatting about how we should put him in place of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has 8 different wide receivers. And Aaron Rodgers, I know, can get the ball in there. Aaron Rodgers had the number one rushing ability of any quarterback last year, even better than Michael Vick. But I still take his decision-making and his capabilities over Michael Vick. I believe personally that Michael Vick is a quarterback that can lead a team, but you put him up, we'll call the Eagles the Miami Heat of the NFL right now. He can lead a team, but I don't believe he can lead them to a championship. And I've got somebody here that thinks that I'm high. Sorry, don't do drugs. Lie of my scotch, but I don't believe that Michael Vick can lead a team to a championship. I just believe that he's an outstanding quarterback. Is he one of the top 3? I don't believe so. It'll be interesting to see what type of players they get around him. Jackson is not going to be the be-all, end-all. And after the way that he was treated with holdout and everything, I'm not sure if he's got the psyche to be one of the top flight wide receivers that he really needs, that Michael Vick really needs. He needs some studs on his team. You really got to put forth where it comes to what type of team can you put around Michael Vick. When he was, his days in Atlanta, now if you folks remember 5 years ago, Michael Vick was this perennial All-Pro, 2-time All-Pro with the Atlanta Falcons. You know what? He didn't have the best cast with him either. And, yeah, they went up to Green Bay at that point in time, and they stunned them up in Green Bay. But remember, they came back and got their arses handed to them the next week. And that's unfortunate with the surrounding cast. But that's also part of what makes quarterbacks better. You look at some of the players in the past of where they go. Oh, and actually somebody just did correct me. Aaron Rodgers was 2nd. Michael Vick had 676 yards. Aaron Rodgers had 356 yards. I do apologize. That was my mistake. So you're right. And I apologize to the Full Metal. You are correct. He did have better yards and yards per carry as the quarterback. That was my mistake. I apologize. So if Michael Vick had the team that Aaron Rodgers had, let's put it this way. Let's swap out quarterbacks. Would Aaron Rodgers have led the Philadelphia Eagles and the staff that they had, or would Michael Vick have led the Green Bay Packers to the season that they had? There's a couple folks that are in here tweeting and texting with me. Let me throw that out to you. Do you think that Michael Vick would have had the same type of a season that Aaron Rodgers had? Would he have led them to the Super Bowl? I think you could have interchanged those two quarterbacks, to be honest. I think it came around to the people around them. I don't think Michael Vick would have – I don't think Michael Vick personally is the quarterback that Aaron Rodgers is. Two different styles, the way that the mentality – just my opinion. And I love getting your opinion because I've got a couple of other tweets that are coming in here that somebody has just commented that said there is no way that Green Bay would have won without Aaron Rodgers. Okay, I don't know if you're a homer. I don't know if you're – again, I'm looking at it as the total package. Let's look at it as the total package now. Can Michael Vick – here's a question. Can Michael Vick be an elite quarterback? Is he one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL? Is he a top five? He's not a top five in my list. I got a couple folks that are saying yes. I got a couple folks that are saying no here. I got about I've got 11 people saying yes, and I've got 7 people saying no. I'm looking at Peyton, of course, Brady, of course, Aaron Rodgers, Matty Ice. Who else you got? Somebody just said Terrell Pryor. Okay, Terrell Pryor will never amount to squat. And that's going to be a comment that I'm going to make in our second segment. And you know what? I know a lot of us are going to agree to disagree. I hope that Michael Vick can – well, I hope that he doesn't take the Eagles to the Super Bowl. But I do hope that he does get a ring. I lived in a since I went to school in Atlanta and I was there for the Michael Vick, somewhat of the Michael Vick years, I really want to see Michael Vick succeed. I thought he was a good guy. Made some errors. We all make errors. We're all allowed second chances. Heaven knows I deserve second chances. So when you look at Michael Vick, and I want to finish up this segment on this point, I truly hope Michael Vick gets a ring and earns a ring with a team as a true teammate and a true player in the NFL. Not the guy that you saw at the end of his career with the Atlanta Falcons, but somebody who truly is appreciative of what he has. And if somebody ever says that Jay Cutler is better than Michael Vick, I'm going to have to disassociate myself from you forever. So just so you say that. So I really hope that Michael Vick can do it. And you know what? We're going to be back in 30 seconds. I want to get you guys in on us. 347-327-9748. I want to make sure that you guys stick around because I want to talk a little bit more on Terrell Pryor and the way that he manipulated, quote unquote, the system.
What's up, football fans? You want to learn something from the pros? Then come join me, Gary Payton, and my buddy at BetUS.com.
If you're betting on football this year, then there's only one place to play, and that's BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today, and you'll get a 60% sign-up bonus. That's right, up to 60% added straight into your account just for signing up. Head to BetUS.com now and check out Gary, Tim Brown, and dozens of pro legends giving you the inside scoop on all the big games. Sign up today, mention this station, and get a free $25 bet added to your bonus. At BetUS.com, you'll find better bonuses, better rewards, better service, and more ways to bet than you'll find anywhere else. Call now for that huge 60% bonus and your $25 free play. Call 1-800-69-BETUS. That's 1-800-69-BETUS.
There's only one place you'll find Gary Payton this season, and that's BetUS.com. Just go online or call 1-800-69-BETUS.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
I think you're talking about us.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, I mean, that is some clever mining.
We are more than men. We serve our geeks.
Hey, that's right. We are the Sports Geeks. We are driven by Uptown Motors, sitting in the BetUS.net man cave. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the compensatory draft is over, and Terrell Pryor is an Oakland Raider. Oh, who would have thought Al Davis would have given up a pick to get Terrell Pryor? Back-to-back-to-back-to-back years, he's taken some of the fastest guys around. Now, I don't know if Al is in the huddle anymore. You know, he's looking a little better than what he used to a couple of years ago. He was actually out at the Super Bowl last year while we were broadcasting, and I was contemplating asking him to come over. I'm fortunate enough that I've been able to meet him a couple times and do some stories with him. But who's making the decisions over there? Why would you take Terrell Pryor? At best, he will be as a wide receiver. Why would you consider him as a quarterback? And they brought him in to be a quarterback, quote unquote. We expect him to be our quarterback. Okay, I realize you have 1 year left on Jason Campbell's contract. But really? Terrell Pryor? 3 years? Plus bonuses? And you're absolutely correct, Mom. They're throwing darts basically at what's going on. So you basically waste a pick. Who knows what you would have gotten? You don't have many picks left for next year's draft. You take a flyer on him. You turn him into a wide receiver. And you go and you figure out from there. And you know what? I talked to a really good friend of mine, Gary Green. He does a handicapping show that I partake in and on this radio station, the Great Sports Geeks Radio Nation. And he and I had a conversation the day of that pick. And somebody else just tweeted here a second ago, you know, Full Metal is making the same comment, you know, that he's a fan. And you're taking a flyer. Okay, you're taking a flyer. You're wasting the fourth-round pick. You get him in an extra year. You get to play around with him. Put him on the list to go out. And again, what happens if he's a stud? Full Metal makes the same comment. What happens if he's a stud? You just don't know. But when it comes to how did I phrase this? I phrase it as, if I was taking a flyer in the fourth round on somebody coming in like that, I would at least want somebody, in my opinion, who's got some better upside. You know, look at what has happened with wide receivers with quarterbacks coming in and trying to become tight ends or wide receivers. It just doesn't work. You know, we're talking to some of the folks here online. They're talking about, got to give Jason Campbell a two-year extension. Absolutely agree. Absolutely. I like Jason Campbell. I think he can be more than a serviceable NFL quarterback. Can Terrell Pryor be a strong number two? If he can become a number two, you just won the lottery. Will Oakland start doing some Wildcat? I don't know if Terrell Pryor can really run the Wildcat. You know, he's got some great wheels. Give you that. He's got the wheels. But he's also got some terrible problems when it comes to the shuttle and when it comes to the four and some of the other aspects. You get him in a start and stop. Fantastic wheels. And that was one of the problems that at his pro day, he had some issues with that. But I'm airing this broadcast and recording it for again this week, I'm looking at a couple of folks. Guy named Coffee77 just pong up. He would make a great number two in the Arena League. Well, you know what? The Milwaukee Mustangs, ladies and gentlemen, are looking for quarterbacks. Bring him on down to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I know the GM personally. Great guy. Jason would love to have Terrell Pryor sitting on his bench. Hell, he could replace Damian Harrell as the wide receiver on those same Milwaukee Mustangs. So it's interesting when we talk about Terrell and we talk about this process. He's got to sit those first five games. So no matter what, and that's another thing. Come on, Sheriff Goodell, really? You're going to put a five-game suspension on him? I know you're saying it's not because of his NCAA violations. It's because he circumvented the system and the rules and the spirit of the draft. Really? 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 That's the card you want to play? Okay, Sheriff. I appreciate it. Thanks for getting the collective bargaining agreement done. Let's move on. So I do want to move on. This week, we're talking about the NFC North Division. We're going to talk Lions and Packers and Bears and Vikings. Oh, my. Who is the team of the division? Who should that team then be afraid of? Who is the team that's going to fall behind this year? There's some big changes going on. You know, Packers stayed intact. They got 16 guys healthy. Go Ducks. I love you, brother. There you go. They're going to win. They're going to beat LSU this week. I guarantee it. Put your money down. I'm calling it right here. Go Ducks. But back to the NFC. The Packers are going to win the division. The Lions will be the number two. And the reason the Packers are going to win it, they went out and they got themselves 16 healthy bodies. All the guys that were in injured reserve at the end of the year, 16 of them. But Detroit is going to be the team. If Stafford stays healthy and we can find a running back, and I'm not from Detroit, but I got a lot of buddies up there in Detroit. If they can find the right running back that stays healthy, because right now, unfortunately, they're dropping like flies in training camp, that's going to be the team. That defense scares the living bejesus out of me. Give me your input on what you think is going to be the NFC North Division champions. Who's going to be number two? Who's going to fall like a brick? Feel free to keep tweeting and texting me. I'm getting a ton of texts and tweets. Call us 347-327-9748. We're going to jump to a quick break here at the bottom of, now that we're at the bottom of the hour. Holy cow, that first 30 minutes went faster than you can believe. I appreciate you guys being on Sports Geeks Radio Network. Let me drop in. Okay, guys. There we go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
What's up, football fans?
You want to learn something from the pros? Then come join me, Gary Payton, and my buddy at BetUS.com.
If you're betting on football this year, then there's only one place to play, and that's BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today, and you'll get a 60% sign-up bonus. That's right, up to 60% added straight into your account just for signing up. Head to BetUS.com now and check out Gary, Tim Brown, and dozens of pro legends giving you the inside scoop on all the big games. Sign up today, mention this station, and get a free $25 bet added to your bonus. At BetUS.com, you'll find better bonuses, better rewards, better service, and more ways to bet than you'll find anywhere else. Call now for that huge 60% bonus and your $25 free play. Call 1-800-69-BETUS. That's 1-800-69-BETUS.
There's only one place you'll find Gary Payton this season, and that's BetUS.com. Just go online or call 1-800-69-BETUS.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
I think you're talking about us.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, I mean, that is some clever mining.
We are more than men. We serve our geeks.
Hey, that's right. We are the Sports Geeks. I'd like to thank you all for joining in again this week. Some huge news, as I stated earlier in the program, we have now purchased two radio stations, one in Detroit, one in Los Angeles. We are taking this puppy national, 24/7, 365 sports. The Sports Geeks Radio Network will be live and in charge. You'll be able to find us not only here, but also on Stream the World. Stream the World will be following us. We will have a direct signal from the studios to the stations, to Dallas, Los Angeles, and hopefully soon. We've got one that we're negotiating with in New York. We got one in Cleveland. We got one in Miami. We're negotiating with others. But all around the world, you'll be able to find us on one of our 27 Sports Geeks websites. Minnesota, New York, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Phoenix, you name it. We've got one in one of your cities. Find us. But we're talking back about the NFC, the Central, the Norris, the Lambeau Field, as Chris Berman would say. Okay, I got to interrupt here. I hate it when he does that shit anymore. Thank God we're not broadcasting on live radio yet. Over the tower, the FCC would have just fined me. But I'm sick and tired of Chris Berman and his BS once in a while. So we're talking. We got some great texts and tweets in. Detroit is the up-and-coming team. Just make sure you have a healthy running back. Stop killing them in your practices. It's killing us. That front defensive line is just going to be freaking incredible. Vandenbosch, Foley, if he's it, oh God, he's got to stop freaking getting injured in training camp as well. But you know what? That was part of it when they drafted him out of Auburn. He got injured a lot. He's a beast. He'll rip your head off, but he's not Ndamukong Suh. That guy, that man child, is incredible. Lucky enough, I got to go up there. I got to talk with some of those folks the other day. I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. I'm 42 years old. The man is a beast. I was dwarfed by this young man. He shook my hand. Couldn't have been nicer to me. I was scared shootless. I even said to him, if I had a helmet on, would you rip it off my head at this moment? He kind of looked at me, gave me a smile, said, yeah. And that's what I love about this guy. That is an NFL player. That is a warrior. That is a man-child. And that's my new nickname for him, the man-child. Did you see what he did to Dalton in that Cincinnati game? And Full Metal, you are darn right. I got another two of you that said, that's how ball needs to be played. You are darn right it does. Defensive players should have the cojones to go in there and really want – They should want to go in there to kill their opponent. Now, they're not going to because of rules, and they know better. But they should want to go in there and dominate the guy in front of them and tear apart the opposing players. And that's what Ndamukong Suh does. Now, some of the stuff that he does after the play, okay, the ripping off of the helmet the other day against Dalton, yeah, that went a little far. But as far as how he went in there and he punished him, I have no problem with that. And that's the problem. Somebody just made it, I can't make that comment there, Mop, but one of the things that you see in this game is, why don't we just play him with a little red vest on the quarterbacks and see how everybody goes? It's ridiculous sometimes. football was meant to be played by men trying to kill each other. And then at the end of the game, shake hands, go out for a beer, a steak, whatever you want to do. And that's what they want to do. And you're right. Gingers don't have any souls anymore. As a ginger myself, I have no soul. If I wanted to play, I would want to be a Dominican Sue. I would want to crush the guy across from me. Of course, I played quarterback, and I liked giving the old stiff arm and trying to get people and knock people on their backsides. But football is a violent game. When you take two human bodies and you push them at each other and it's at the force that you're supposed to, that's how it's supposed to be played. But we got off track. So Green Bay is my number one. Detroit's my number two. Do we really want to put the Vikings three? What is Donovan McNabb really going to do? How is Donovan McNabb going to do? They don't have a lot of weapons. Adrian Peterson, one weapon. The Bears, to be honest, have more weapons. Even with Jay Cutler. Oh, God, I hate saying that name, but Jay Cutler's a better quarterback than Donovan McNabb. At least at this point in their careers. So you got, by the time this season ends, what you're going to have is McNabb will no longer be the starter. Yeah, I know Percy Harvin, you know, but he's always got a freaking migraine. He's worse than my wife. He's got more migraines than my wife. It's amazing I've got two children. What, Percy was out three games last year because of his migraines. Unreliable. I like the kid. And he can do some incredible things when he's in there. Kick returns, you can throw that out the window now. Now that they moved him up to the 35, nobody's getting a kick return back. So that part of his game is completely a wash. So now you've got to rely on him with the dump offs, the swim, the runarounds, some kickoff. That's what you've got to do with Percy Harvin. He's not a deep threat guy. But he can take the pass, the dump offs, the over the middles, and he can make something happen. I will give him that. So we'll see what happens there. So I'm torn. Who are you taking? Who are you taking? You taking the Vikings or the Bears to be the butt end of the division? And is anybody disagreeing with me that Detroit, you after this year, they're the cream of the crop? 2012, 2013, I think it's Detroit and Green Bay battling it out for supremacy. I don't think Donovan McNabb will last the season. They're going to be bringing in the kid from Florida State. So, yeah, most of you agree with me that the Vikings will be the butt end of this division. You know, somebody just made a comment. Michael Vick did take out Polamalu of the Pittsburgh Steelers the other day. Fantastic. Love that hit. I was afraid he hit him a little too much with his head and he was going to break a neck. But, hey, you know, as we said earlier, if he can start playing that kind of stuff, he deserves that $100 million. But it was an awesome hit. So let me get to the butt end of the division. Chicago Bears released Taylor. They brought in Williams. Somebody just made a comment that they should bring in Michael Bush from the Raiders. Not a bad deal. I like that kid. But what are they doing down there? Do we really know? Do we ever really know what the Bears are doing down there? You know, all of a sudden they get Peppers. Boom! He's the guy. You know, a lot of us in the media didn't see that happening. We knew that they were going to talk and there was some interest, but not that big of a contract. Never didn't expect to see that. What are they really doing down there? You know, they should have been bringing in wide receivers last year. Bernard Berriam? Roy Williams? Really? Okay, I realize you're the Bears, and you've got to bring in somebody else's cast-offs. So where are they going to wait? Wait till the waiver wire and the 8 wide receivers and the 5 tight ends that the Green Bay Packers have on their staff that everybody wants? You're going to target those guys? Okay. Hey, makes sense. It is what it is. And you're absolutely right. He is the only NFL player to get 2 $100 million contracts, $130 million and $100 million. How'd you like to be him right now? Man, I sure would. I wish some of the teams in the NFL, you know, there's a blueprint for winning championships. And you find these GMs who are trying to be so out of the box, so let's try these different things. You know, you had Matt Millen for the longest time up in Detroit. How did that do, Detroit? You know, I was a Detroit fan. I liked Detroit. I still do. I like some of their players. I'm more of a player fan than I am anything. But how did that one work for you when you bring in somebody who doesn't know it? So, you know, one of the guys I'm tweeting back and forth with is, Charles Rogers. NFL is big business now. Oh, yeah. They were trying to figure out how to cut the pot of an $8 billion entity. $8 billion cut apart. Bring in guys that know the business. Matt Millen, you are a good player. You're not going to Hall of Fame type player, but you were a good player for those teams over the course of the 80s. But you were not a football guy. Hell, you even got fired from ESPN from hosting duties because you're a putz. Now, I shouldn't be saying those kinds of things, I'm sure, because now that we're going to be on an ESPN radio affiliate down in St. Petersburg, Florida, it's probably not the best thing I can do. But you know what? That's why I pay myself to do this. If you can't take me slamming on you because of your stupidity, maybe you should find yourself a job sweeping my streets. So, oh, hey, we got more people coming on. Hey, thanks, everybody. Glad you joined us. We are the Sports Geeks. Hit us up at 347-327-9748. We're on for the next 15 minutes here. I do apologize for some of the technical difficulties. I am in our secondary office today. We are working on our tower because we have purchased, we've been fortunate enough to purchase 2 new radio stations, and we are rerunning some IP and ISDN systems that unfortunately we had to do through this. So, that being said, the last 15 minutes of the show, I'm going to take a quick little break. And when I come back, we're going to talk a little fantasy football. Because boys and girls, my fantasy football league drafts this weekend. And I am looking forward to figuring out, as the number 2 pick in the league, how do you like that for a pick? And which I might trade. I've been given an offer. We'll talk about that offer in just a moment. As soon as we get back, we're going to talk about my draft.
What's up, football fans?
You want to learn something from the pros? Then come join me, Gary Payton, and my buddy at BetUS.com.
If you're betting on football this year, then there's only one place to play, and that's BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today, and you'll get a 60% sign-up bonus. That's right, up to 60% added straight into your account just for signing up. Head to BetUS.com now and check out Gary, Tim Brown, and dozens of pro legends giving you the inside scoop on all the big games. Sign up today, mention this station, and get a free $25 bet added to your bonus. At BetUS.com, you'll find better bonuses, better rewards, better service, and more ways to bet than you'll find anywhere else. Call now for that huge 60% bonus and your $25 free play. Call 1-800-69-BET-US. That's 1-800-69-BET-US.
There's only one place you'll find Gary Payton this season, and that's BetUS.com. Just go online or call 1-800-69-BET-US.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
I think you're talking about us.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, I mean, that is some clever writing.
We are more than men. We serve a geek!
That's right, baby. It's back. Fantasy football, of course. Come on, guys. You're listening to the Sports Geeks. In the final 13 minutes of today's show, I want to talk fantasy football. I got my draft this weekend. Actually, it's one of many, but we're a little late on this one. And I've got second pick. Michael Vick is considered to be the number one overall pick. And I believe who's got our number one pick is going to take Michael Vick. So that leaves me. Is it Adrian Peterson? Do I go Adrian Peterson? I got a couple guys that I'm chatting and tweeting and texting with. Theirs is this weekend as well. I'm looking forward to it. I really got to say, I'm looking forward to it. But I've got a trade on the table. Oh, a couple are asking, what's my trade offer? Here's my trade offer. Somebody has asked me to take my number one, or my number two pick, my number two in the first round, for his number five in the first round, and he'll give me his third or fourth round pick. I told him, you make it your number two or your number three, you got a deal. Because here's my thought. I could still get Ray Rice, Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, Chris Johnson, any of those running backs at number five. Plus, I get that extra pick. If I get his second round pick, it's a done deal. Because then I could load up and get two running backs and a quarterback. If he gives me his third round pick, I'm torn. I'm not going to get as great as a player, but I can still work the system. So I'm looking at it as, I personally like to load up on running backs. Okay, but I also think this year, you look at Michael Vick, 30 touchdowns. You look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers also had a huge season. Peyton Manning, I'm not necessarily high on him this year because of his neck. I have a feeling that sometime, somewhere during the season, maybe it's even going to be the first couple of games, he's going to go down right away. And that tends to be the way. You know, you can look at quarterbacks. Hell, you could go from Peyton Manning all the way down to Kyle Orton. If they stay healthy, they're only a few touchdowns away from each other. Statistics show that you can pick up a quarterback. You know, you look at Matt Barry. He does all of the fantasy football for ESPN. And he's made some comments over the years that you look at your quarterbacks. The Brady, Peyton, go Eli, go Aaron, go Matty Flint. There's only a few QBR ratings between them. You know, I've got somebody that said that they took Aaron Rodgers in the first round. I personally would not have a problem with that. My biggest surprise last year, and unfortunately, how was I? I took JerMichael Finley of the Green Bay Packers took him second round in every one of my leagues, and I was in seven leagues last year. Injured. Took him based upon the stats of the year prior. If he would have had the stats of the year prior, would have made out like a bandit. And that would have been, and that would have been it. Well, actually, Full Metal, what I'll do is I'll have the fifth round pick, or the first of the fifth in the first round, and then I'll have again the second pick and the fifth pick. Well, we actually go all the way down, then we come from the bottom back up. So, yes, last year I did take Jermichael Finley second round because I wanted to be a smart arse with everybody, and he had some phenomenal numbers that would have led. But it was dumb. It happened. And the football fantasy football gods killed me because of it and broke his tore his knee. So the big question is this year, who are some of these rookie sleepers? You know, ESPN's got it on their big fantasy football front page. If you look at guys like Mel Kiper and all those guys that talk about it. You know, I'm a fantasy football insider, so I get some of these things, and they're talking about some of the So what about guys like Andy Dalton? Ooh, Denarius Moore. Good pick. Eli Manning is not a top five quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way Eli Manning. Look at what he did last night. My God, the guy can't even hold on to the freaking football. And I know you're joking, Mop, but there are really, truly people that think. I've got a buddy in New York who I see every week. He thinks that Eli Manning is an elite quarterback. I don't think Eli Manning, he got lucky one game, and it wasn't even on his shoulders. He didn't help much in that freaking game. He got the ball up there, overthrew it, and lo and behold, look who comes down with the catch. And his brother is 10 times better. You know, Eli relies on his brother and his daddy's names. So I'm not taking it. If I get stuck with Eli, I think I'd have to – I'd have to find a jail cell and hang myself in. But that, hey, that being the point. Look at guys like Andy Dalton. I like Andy Dalton. Him to Green, that connection has been working great in the preseason. One of the guys that we were talking to on the show a couple weeks ago from Cincinnati, he's one of the beat reporters for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he was telling me that those two guys are doing everything together. They have forgotten about Carson Palmer. They have forgotten about Ocho Cinco. It's the Dalton Green Show. What about Daniel Thomas? There's a guy. The Dolphins. Good kid. I like him as well. Now, who do you want to take? Who do you want me to take? Now that I'm going to make this trade, who do you want me to take with my number five pick? Tell me. Who should I take? Should I take one of the Peyton Brady, Aaron Rodgers type guys? Or should I take, if he's available, one of who? I'm thinking running back. I'm thinking I should have a strong running back. A Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles. I don't know if I like Arian Foster. I'm going to be honest. While you're answering, I've got some people here. You got Tate with him, and somebody else made a comment about this earlier on Twitter. You know, Arian Foster, he's all bucky now because his thigh's injured and people are giving him crap because of fantasy. He's going to share a lot of time with Tate. I like Tate. To be honest, he's good. So it's one of those things where you're really wondering. And Full Metal is absolutely right. Arian Foster is going to lose carries to Tate. And I have a feeling he's going to lose a lot of them. Remember Icky Woods, ladies and gentlemen. 1 year in. Thank you very much. Do your shuffle. You know. Pretend like you've been to the end zone before. Well, I'm not taking – I appreciate your comments today there, JR, but I'm not taking Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow will be fortunate enough, and I like Tim Tebow. Like his book. I like what he stands for. I like the drive, the determination of where he wants to be. He's just not a NFL quarterback. He's got the rah-rah motivation, all that. Just is not fitting into at least Denver. And you're right. Maybe he could end up in the Arena Football League. There are some teams down in the Florida area that the Orlando Predators and such, the Storm, could use a really good quarterback. But that's going to be – he is going to be the linchpin to show why you should start drafting and draft what you should on the board, not going offside. With McDaniel, he went off the board, and he shouldn't have. And I like the kid, but just not my NFL type. So God help Tim Tebow. Thank you, Per. Tim Tebow. How do we get off on that? You know what? Maybe I will make him the Mr. Irrelevant pick. Just for the heck of it. Just for the heck of it, because I think his girlfriend is just, wow. He's on the same range as Jimmer Fredette there. Wow. It's got to be that first round pick. You know, when I was playing ball, I didn't get that kind of stuff as baseball. But anyways, I digress. But I'm looking forward to the draft this weekend. We only got a couple minutes left. When we get to the picks, most of you guys are saying I should be taking some type of a running back. So, yes, I will take a running back. I will let you guys know next week how I do. And, yes, we do like basketball. Unfortunately, there's this little thing called the lockout. And you know what? Tomorrow evening, feel free to give a call back into the Sports Geeks Radio Network, because Cody and Eric will be live in the studio. Hopefully we got the new wiring done, everything up and down. They will be talking live to one of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm not going to tell you who. We're setting the stage. Setting the stage. But they are talking live to a Minnesota Timberwolf. And Cody and Eric are Ball Don't Lie. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And they'll be live. So, again, I want to thank everybody for being on with the Sports Geeks tonight. I appreciate you, Full Metal. I Eat Mop Who. Appreciate you coming on board. All our fans on the Twitter, texting, emailing. Remember, we are the Sports Geeks. We will be here. Kevin Garnett. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Full. We are coming to you live every day. Starting football season, we'll be on 365, 24/7. We appreciate you guys coming on. We're looking forward to seeing you guys again. Remember, tomorrow, Ball Don't Lie. Eric and Cody have got somebody from the Minnesota Timberwolves, one of their players, ladies and gentlemen, will be joining the show live, and it's not Kevin Garnett. So we appreciate everything that you guys do. We appreciate you guys coming on. Keep up those texts and tweets. I am the Geek, and ladies and gentlemen, I am out of here. Have a great night.
Nerds. What is a nerd?
I think you're talking about us.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, I mean, that is some clever writing.
We are more than men. We serve our geeks.